奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考神安息之所大有荣耀。
In Jesus' name, I'd like to study together with you on this topic of God's resting place shall be glorious.
我们请来翻开以赛亚书第十一章。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书第十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
十一章，我们先读第一节。
Verse 1.
从耶西的本必发一条，从他根生的枝子必结果实。
A shoot will come out from the stump of Jesse; from his roots a branch will bear fruit.
这一开始啊，圣经在这里说，从耶西的本就是从耶西啊这个系统发出一根杖啊，一个分支。
So from the beginning, it describes that from the stump of Jesse, a shoot will come up.
然后从他的根生的枝子啊，结果实。
And from his roots, a branch will bear fruit.
那这个预言呢，我们都知道耶西就是大卫的父亲。
So this prophecy, as we know, that Jesse is the father of David.
那也就是从大卫他的这个王位，因为接下来。讲大卫的后代呢，会有一个系统结满的果实，会让很多人得到非常的喜乐，得到很大的荣耀。
So from his descendants of David, there will be many people that spring forth and they will receive glory.
这在预言耶稣基督的来到。
And this is to prophesy the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
预言主耶稣基督他要建立的国度。
And to prophesy the kingdom that the Lord Jesus will establish.
那这个国度呢，将会是结满果实的。
And this kingdom will be filled with fruits.
会充满荣耀。
It will be filled with glory.
我们现在再跳过去看第十节。
Look at chapter 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
到那日，耶西的根立作万民的大旗，外邦人必寻求他，他安息之所大有荣耀。
In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the people. The nation will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious.
到那日，就是在末后的日子。
In that day means the end times.
那这一段圣经第十节这一段，在罗马书保罗在写信的时候，他特别引用。
And in this verse 10, Paul, when he was writing in the book of Romans, he uses this phrase.
他说耶西的根要立作万民的大旗，就是是一个标志，所以这个是从也是一样从耶稣基督来的，从大卫的后代，然后有一个旗子很明显的，外邦人都会来寻求他。
So he was describing that the root of Jesse will stand out as a banner which is a symbol of the Lord Jesus Christ that many people will come to him.
然后这里是外邦人，这不是只有以色列百姓的。
So the people includes the Gentiles and not just the Israelites.
然后他安息之所大有荣耀。
And his place of rest will be glorious.
那这个地方第十节在呼应第一节他们讲的这个信息。
And this is echo the message that is in verse 10.
都是跟大卫的根有关系。
It all has a connection with the root of Jesse.
那在讲耶稣基督所要建立的国度。
And it talks about how the Lord Jesus will establish his kingdom.
那这个国度是属灵的。
And this kingdom is spiritual.
跟世界上的国度不同。
It's different from the kingdom that is in the world.
那是不管是以色列人或者是外邦人，他们都要寻求的啊，都要从他这个系统啊，这个旗帜底下啊，得到荣耀。
Whether they're Gentile or Israelites, they will all seek after this banner, and under this symbol, they will be glorified.
那他安息之所代表他临在的地方。
The place of rest represents where he dwells.
那这个安息之所其实也就是神的国度。
And this place of rest is God's kingdom.
也在代表后来的属灵的真教会。
It represents the spiritual church in the end times.
所以以赛亚书第十一章，他这里。有一个宣告，一个预言。
So in the chapter, Isaiah chapter 11, there's a prophecy.
这个国度就是受膏者的国度，是弥赛亚国度。
This kingdom belongs to the one above, the higher one, and the kingdom of the Messiah.
那这个国度即将是非常有荣耀的了。
And this kingdom will be glorious.
而且是包括各种不同的种族人。
And it includes people of all different nations.
那这个也是以赛亚书他从第一章一直到第十二章一个段落里面他所强调的信息。
This is a message that keep emphasizing in chapter 11 till chapter 12.
神他的国度将会被高级被建立。
That his nation will be exalted.
那他这个国度基本上其实我们现在了解就是指的教会。
And we know this nation in today's context belongs to the church.
那神的这个国度在当时候对以色列百姓透过先知来预言的时候，他们是看不到也不了解他在讲什么。
At that time, through the message of the prophet, when God was trying to prophesy, they did not understand what he meant by the nation.
因为对当时来说，他们的国度一点都不荣耀。
Because at that time, their nation was not glorified.
因为在这个犹大大卫的系统底下所当王的那个人是不认识神的。
Because the person under the generation of Jesse or David does not know God.
那时候的王是亚哈斯王。
That king, the king at that time is King Ahaz.
那这个亚哈斯王啊，是在越极难的时候越得罪神的人。就是他越困难的时候，他越得罪神。
And this person go against God, when the minute he was being when he was facing difficulties.
啊，他就是在战争的时候，他甚至去拜那个被他打败的国度的那个偶像。
Because during the time of war, he went to seek after his enemy's idols.
他就搞不清楚他所拜的神跟其他的国所拜的神到底有什么不一样。
He did not understand the God he worshipped. How is that different from the idols that he worshipped?
所以当时候这个国度实际上是很黑暗，社会上很多百姓所做的事情跟神的要求差太远了。
So the nation was in the dark ages, and the ways that they behave and the life they live is so different from the standard of God.
那可是以赛亚先知他就预告了一个荣耀的国度。
But Prophet Isaiah prophesies a glorious church, a glorious nation.
这国度是神作王的，而且是充满荣耀，很多人都想要亲近的。
And this nation will be ruled by the Lord Jesus Christ as king, and many people will come together and draw near to this kingdom.
在第二章的第二节里面，他特别提到说，这个是神所建立的，会超乎诸山。
Chapter 2, verse 2, it says that the nation God established will be higher than the mountains.
我们看第二章第二节说，末后的日子，神殿的山必坚立，超乎诸山，高举过于万岭，万民都要流归这山。
And in the last day, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and all nations will stream to it.
第三节说，必有许多国的民前往，说，来吧，我们登神的山，奔雅各神的殿。
Many people will come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountains of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob.
然后主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安，神的话原语必出于耶路撒冷。
He will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his path. The law will go out from Zion, then the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
你看到这里，这个国度变成是万民都想要亲近的。
This nation has become a place where people want to draw close to it.
因为在这个地方，他们可以得到生命的指引，他们也知道生活应该怎么过。
Because in this place, they can have the right path to guide them, and they know how to live their life.
他们可以听到从神来的信息。
They can listen to the message from the Lord.
所以他们的生活生命就有目标。
So that their life will have a goal.
那这个第二章所预言的也是神一个属灵的国度。
So in chapter 2, it also prophesies God's kingdom.
这其实都在讲末后的真教会。
And this is to represent the church that's in the end times.
那在第十一章，他特别很清楚的说了这个教会，这个神的国度是怎么样有荣耀的。
So in chapter 11, it talks about how this God's kingdom will be glorified.
那我们现在看回来第十一章的第一节，他这边先提到这个是从耶西的根来的，就是这个受膏者是大卫的后代。
So it says in Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1 that the shoot will come from the stump of Jesse.
那 耶这个大卫是神特别所高立，是合神心意的王。
David is a king anointed by the Lord.
从他所生的，从他的后代所出来的，这个就是神的应许是要继承大卫做王的啊，永远做王的。
From his descendants, it's a being a promise that they will become king.
那这个受膏者他在讲耶稣基督，预言耶稣基督的。
This anointed one will prefigures or prophesies of the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二章啊，第十一章第二节说，神的灵要住在他身上。
The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him.
表示他要领受神的灵的同住。
So it shows that he received the dwelling of the Spirit of the Lord in him.
那这个同住的灵是使他有智慧和聪明的灵。
So the Spirit that dwells in him will give him wisdom.
是让他有谋略和能力的灵。
Wisdom of and understanding and counsel and of power.
是让他有知识和可以敬畏神的灵。
A spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
那表示说他这个要在这个国度里面，他是受膏者做王统治，他是有神的灵作为一切的开始。
So this person as the king, when he dwells, he will have the spirit of the Lord.
那这个灵的功用就显示在他所提到这几个重点里面。
And this spirit of the Lord has been described into different ways.
他是用智慧聪明来治理他这个国度的。
He will use wisdom and understanding to rule his kingdom.
他是有谋略，就是有洞察力，他可以了解一切的事情的。
And he has observation and counsel so that he knows all things.
他是大有能力的。
And he has power.
他有正确的真正的知识，还有敬畏神的这个态度来统治这个国度。
He has true knowledge and the fear of the Lord to govern this nation.
那这个受膏者其实就在第九章里面所预言的那个婴孩，那个从神的那个儿子。
So this anointed one and being exalted is already prophesied in chapter
9. 请看第九章第六节。
Let's look at chapter 9.
九章六节说，因为有婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。政权要担在他的肩头上，他的名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
第七节说，他的政权跟平安要加增无穷。
Verse 3 says that he will increase his joy.
他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国。
And he will sit on the throne of David to govern his nation.
用公平公义使他的国坚定稳固。
He will use peace and justice to solidify his nation.
而且是从今直到永远的。
It's from now until everlasting.
那所以这个受膏者，你看他现在所有的政权都要担在他的肩头上。
So this anointed one will have all this responsibility on his shoulders.
全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
He will be the wonderful counselor, mighty God.
他要执行这样有一个这样的一个角色，要有神的灵在他身上。
He will take up this role that the Spirit of the Lord will be upon him.
所以智慧聪明的灵，跟谋略能力的灵，以及知识跟敬畏神的灵，都跟他这个名字的所带出来的这个特质有关系。
So the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and power and the knowledge has attribute to the name.
就是他因为他是全能的神，
because he's Almighty God，
因为他是永在的父，
because he's Everlasting Father，
因为他是和平的君，
he's also the Prince of Peace。
其实这个就是神成为人，
and this is when God become man。
这个国度在地上被建立，但是他是属灵的。
This nation is established on the earth， but it is established spiritually。
他在说明教会真正的本质。
It talks about the essence of the church。
教会是由耶稣基督建立起来的。
That the church established by the Lord Jesus Christ.
他虽然是在地上，
even though it's on earth.
可是他是天上的神，按照他的旨意，在万古以前所建立的，所计划的。
But this has been appointed by the Lord in the future to be established on earth.
耶稣基督是这里面的王，他是永在的，他是天父真神。
Lord Jesus is the King. He's the everlasting Father.
然后他是和平的君。
He's also the Prince of Peace.
所以你看他这个政权里面，他一直强调他里面是有平安的。
So in his council, he keeps saying that he comes with peace.
他这个国度里面是充满公义的、公平的。
In his nation, there will be justice and righteousness.
国度是到永远的。
And this kingdom lasts forever.
因为他是属灵的。
Because he's spiritual.
因为他是从神来的。
He comes from God.
就一定是到永远。
So it is therefore forever.
因为神是自有永有。
God is right from the beginning and exists in the beginning until the end.
所以跟神有关系的一定都是神到永远去。
Those who has,
没有穷尽的。
Those associate themselves with God has all the way from the beginning till the end. There's
就是没有结束。
There's no end.
所以十一章他讲了这个受膏者，他有这个灵在他身上之后，他能够统治。接下去第三节就讲他怎么样来治理他的国度，怎么样让他的国度成为有荣耀的国度。
So after the spirit of the Lord come upon this person, verse 3, how is he going to govern this nation?
第十一章三节说他要用敬畏神，他要以敬畏神为乐。
So chapter 11 verse 3 that he would delight in the fear of the Lord.
然后他行审判，不凭眼见，断是非，不凭耳闻。
He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes.
我们再看他这个受膏者，他是喜欢去闻神的香味，就是他这个以神为乐，其实意思就是他喜欢去闻从神来的香味了，意思就是这样。
The anointed one likes to smell the fragrance of the Lord.
那从神来的香味，就是他知道说什么是神所喜爱的，会了解神的香气。
To smell the fragrance of the Lord means that he knows things that are pleasant and delightful in the eyes of the Lord.
意思就是说他很懂得敬畏神。
That means he knows how to fear the Lord.
然后呢，他接下去他说神行审判不凭眼见。
So God would judge by not what he sees with his eyes, and decide by what he hears from his ears.
那如果你审判的时候断是非是不凭眼见不凭耳闻，那请问是凭什么？
If you judge based not on your eyes and your ears, how do you judge?
我们不是说审判的时候是证据嘛？证据摆在眼前，然后凭眼见的，然后来做判断呢、啊、
？When we judge, don't we judge based on evidence by what we see?
但是在这个国度里面，他说不是凭眼见。
But in this nation of God, it is not based on sight.
他因为他是凭神的灵。
But it is based on the spirit of the Lord.
神的灵是参透万事的。
The spirit of the Lord can transcend and see all things.
我们一般的人在判断事情总是凭我们眼见。
When we judge a certain matter, we based on our eyes.
我们看到外表。
We look at the outward appearance.
但是如果是属灵的，按照神的灵来判断的时候，就不一样了。
But if it's the spirit of the Lord to judge, it is different.
我们看到一件事情的时候，我们不会只是看到表面的。
When we see certain things, we just not judge based on outward appearance.
会有神的那个智慧看到背后他的动机跟他的原因。
We'll have the spirit of the Lord that come upon us so that we can see the motive behind and what are the causes.
所以他说行审判不凭眼见，是因为他有神的灵的帮助。
When he said he will not be judged by what he sees with his eyes, it's because he has the spirit of the Lord to help him.
那表示说，那这样这一个国度里面，他所做的事情就不是按外表来判断了，他就不是看到一个人表面上做什么而已。
So it goes to show this nation of the Lord is not judged based on what he sees, which is very outwardly.
我们人的缺陷就是哈，我们眼界有限，我们耳朵能够听的也有限。
Our limitations of being human is we only see what we see and hear what we can hear.
我们有时候听到别人说哦什么事情什么事情，我们就说哦以为就是这样子。
And when we hear people talking, we just believe very easily.
但通常我们这个叫听一面之词，别人这样讲，但是可能没有讲完整。我们而且这个人所知道的可能也有限，那我们听到的更有限。
And sometimes based on just one person's way of conveying, we are very limited in what we can hear.
那这个。你看，但是神就不一样，他是看到人的内心的。
But God is different that He sees in the inner heart of men.
所以他治理他的国度是用神的灵来治理。
He governs his nation based on the spirit of the Lord.
我们看一节圣经，请看哥林多前书第二章。
Turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章，请看第十五节。
Verse 15.
他说属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一个人能看透了他。
1 1 Corinthians 2, verse 15, the spiritual man makes judgment in all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment.
16节说，谁知道主的心是教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心的。
But who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
这个属灵人就是有神的灵在他身上工作的人。
A spiritual person have the spirit of the Lord working in him.
他就是有属灵的智慧的。
He has the spiritual wisdom.
那他就可以判断。有关于神国的事情，不是按照眼见，不是按照 一般世俗的标准。
He can exercise judgment based on God's spirit and God's discerning, and not just a human's limitations.
那他也可以有基督的心，有这个受膏者的心。
He also have the mind of Christ.
那所以在神的国度里面，你看神的灵真的是主导一切。
In God's kingdom, God's can oppose all things.
那在以赛亚书十一章的第四节，他说他怎么治理？他说用公义审判贫穷人。
In verse four, Isaiah chapter 11, verse four, but with righteousness he will judge the needy.
然后用正直判断世上的谦卑人。
With justice he gives decisions for the poor of the earth.
他用公义审判贫穷人呢、啊，表示说他不会偏袒穷人。
To use righteous to judge the poor means that he does not favor the poor.
他也不会假设说谦卑的人或者是困苦人、啊、他就是没有错的，不会做错事的。
You cannot assume that people who are poor and humble are people who does no wrong.
反过来都是用公义跟正直来判断每一件事。
But on the contrary, he uses righteousness and justice to judge each one of them.
他说用他口中的杖来击打世界。
He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth.
这个他口中的杖，这个就是他嘴里所说的话，就是真理。
The rod of his mouth is the words spoken, which is the truth.
所以因为杖就是一种权柄。
Because rod represents authority.
神的话就是有权柄的。
God's words contain authority.
所以神用他的话来击打世界，是来判断这个世界。
So to use the rod to strike the earth means his words will judge the world.
然后以嘴里的气来杀戮恶人。
And the breath of his lips, he will slay the wicked.
你看，嘴里的气其实代表神用他的圣灵。来做所有的判 一切事情的判断。
The breath of his lips means to use the Holy Spirit to discern and judge all things.
所以你看，当彼得、啊、他讲出了那个神的话以后、啊、那个欺骗圣灵的那个亚拿尼亚夫妇就死了。
When Peter spoke with the Spirit of the Lord upon him, the couple who deceived the Holy Spirit died.
然后第五节是说，公义要做他的腰带，信实要当做他鞋下的带子。
So righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness will be sash upon his waist.
这个神的国度是用公义跟正直 来统治的，所以是一个公义的国度。
This God's kingdom will be exercised based on righteousness and justice.
那神本身是信实的。
And God is faithful.
这个受膏者耶稣基督，他是信实的神。
This anointed person, Lord Jesus Christ, is trust. It's faithful.
他建立这个。这个国度是公义又信实。
This kingdom he established, it's righteous, it's full of righteousness and faithful.
然后现在看第六节。
Verse
6. 第六节说，豺狼要与绵羊羔同居，豹子跟山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊并回去同群，小孩子要牵引他们。
The wolf will live with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearlings together, and the little child will lead them.
然后第七节说，牛跟熊同食，牛犊跟小熊同卧，狮子吃草像牛一样。
The cow will feed with the bear, and their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox.
八节说，吃奶的孩子把玩耍在毁蛇的洞口，断奶的婴孩按手在毒蛇的穴上。
The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand into the viper's nest.
然后九节说，在我圣山的片处，这一切都不伤人，不害物。因为认识神的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters covers the sea.
我们从六节到第九节这一段看到，这个国度是平安又有荣耀的。
From verse 6 to 9, this kingdom is full of peace and glory.
真的是万物都和谐相处。
All the animals live harmoniously together.
没有一个东西，没有一项。没有一个东西或者一个受造物会去伤害另外一个。
No other created creatures will harm the other creatures.
每一个受造物都是很 很驯良，他不会害人，不会伤害人。
All the created creatures are very peaceable and will not harm.
不会说害怕说，哎呦，你对我会怎么样？
They do not have the fear that the other person will harm them.
所以在那里就很放心，每一件事情每一个人都很放心。
Everybody is rest assured.
啊，没有忧虑。
And there's no worry.
那在这个国度里面呢，你看他是在这个第九节说是神的圣山。
And in this God's kingdom on in verse 9 is on the holy mountain.
这一切啊，都是因为认识神的原因呢。
And these all happen is because they know God.
因为他知道说，哎，这个国度里面主人是谁。
Because they know who the owner is in this kingdom.
所以他说这一切受造物他们都认识神，像认识神的这个知识呢，充满遍地，是不是每一个地方每一个人通通了解啊？这个我们的王就是天上真神。
All the creatures that live together with the recognition of God as their king.
然后所有人都合在一起了。
And they all come together.
充满平安，充满荣耀。
Full of peace and glory.
这样一个国度叫做荣耀的国度。
This kingdom will be glorified.
那也就是这样子，这个地方才叫做神让安息神的安息之所大有荣耀。
And because of that, God's glory, it's glorified.
那看第十节，他在讲说。外邦人就要来寻求他。
And in verse 10, outsiders and Gentiles will come and seek after him.
然后第十一节呢？
Verse 11.
当那日，主要二次伸手救他自己的百姓中所剩余的。
In that day, the Lord will reach out his hand a second time to reclaim the remnant that is left of his people.
好，那跳过去看第十二节。
Look at verse 12.
他要向列国竖立大旗，召回以色列被赶散的人，又从他四方召聚集分散的犹大人。
He will raise a banner for the nations and gather the exiles of Israel. He will assemble the scattered people of Judah from the four quarters of the earth.
从第十节到第十二节，我们就看到，在这个国度里面是有外邦人，有神原来的他的选民。
In verse 10 and 12, it talks about the Gentiles and also the remnant of the Lord.
但不管是外邦人还是神原来剩余的选民呢，他们能够聚集在一起，都是因为树立这个大旗。
And for the reason why they are gathered, whether they are the Gentiles or the remnant, is because they came under the banner of the Lord.
那这个大旗其实就是指着耶稣基督。
This banner represents the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你现在看这个神的荣耀国度啊，都是因着耶稣基督的救赎，因着被主耶稣吸引来聚在一起的人。
The glory of the Lord come together from God's the Lord Jesus' salvation.
那这个他这里特别讲了这个剩余的余数呢？其实这个是在神所预定的时间，当外邦的数目满足以后，以色列剩余的全家就要得救。
So this remnant refers to when the number of the chosen people has been filled, the remaining ones will come together.
哦，所以你看，他是先写说，这个大旗先立起来，外邦人就要寻求他，然后这个国度里面就充满很多外邦人了。
So when this banner is raised, all the Gentiles will come.Together and the numbers will start filling up.
然后之后呢，神要再救回他自己剩余的百姓。
And the Lord after that will save the remaining ones of His own people.
那这个就是跟罗马书里面所讲的，那个在神的国度里面，最后当外邦数目满足以后，这个剩余的百姓就归进来了。
And that is why in Romans it prophesies that when the number of the Gentiles has been filled, what is remaining of the remnant of the Israelites will come in.
我们现在请看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书请看第十一章。
Chapter 11.
罗马书第十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
请看第二十五节。
Verse 25.
弟兄们，我不因你们不知道这个奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明，就是以色列中有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目填满了，于是以色列全家都要得救。
I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentile has come in.
那所以我们就看到说，当这个数目满足，以色列全家这个就是剩余的百姓，全部都归到这个国度里来。
When the full number of the Gentile, is filled, the remaining ones will come in.
啊，为什么他们要归入？因为耶稣基督的救恩。
Why do they, come in is because of this, the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
所以以赛亚书讲那个大旗就是预表着耶稣基督。
So this banner that records in Isaiah is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他说这一个 是神安息，这个地方是神安息之所，是在神的圣山里。
This is a rested place in on the holy mountain of the Lord.
那这个圣山也代表着神的殿。
And this holy mountain represents God's temple.
这都在讲末后属灵真教会荣耀的景象。
This talk about the scene of the latter spiritual church in the last in the end times.
耶稣所救赎的国民是从各国各方各族的人所聚来的。
The people that Lord Jesus has chosen and saved has come from all the four corners of the earth.
那所以现在神所召聚来的人要让他这个安息之所大有荣耀。
And all these people that he gathered together will bring glory to the place.
所以荣耀，这个今天神的国度荣耀，不是说因为这里面我有很多的医生、律师、博士，什么社会上有名望的这些人。
And today, for a church to be glorified, is not because it consists of people who are doctors or all the highly status people.
而是在这个神的国度里面，每一个人都像这里所描述的那个，不管你是豹啊，是豺狼啊，是狮子、牛、羊都没有关系，每一个人都非常的和谐，都因着认识神而能够和睦相处。
Instead, how a church is being glorified is because everyone come together with a peaceable heart. Whether you're in a row of a wolf, leopard, calf, or ox, everybody come in with one goal and recognition and live harmoniously together.
我们本来可能都有我们自己的个性，我们不同的背景。
And we have our own personality and our own background.
不同的这个文化。
We have our own culture.
就好像你看那个豹。跟狮子、跟牛，那个就是不一样的创造物啊。
But we see that leopard and the calf and the lion are different creatures.
它习性完全不同。
The way they live, the instinct is different.
但是他们现在等到来到神的这个山、这个国度里面，全部都一样了。
But when they come to the holy mountain, they're all the same.
每一个人都被改变了。
Everyone has been transformed.
所以不管是老虎或者是狮子，它现在进来就变得很温驯了。
Whether they're tiger or lion, when they come in, they're tame.
毒蛇它现在也不会去咬人、去害人了。
The cobra will not harm or attack people.
就像宠物一样了。
Just like pets.
所以它表示说，在这个神的国度里面，所有的人都被改变。
So it goes to show people or creatures who are in God's kingdom will be transformed.
因为都是被耶稣基督吸引进来。
Because they're being attracted by the Lord Jesus Christ.
那所以现在每一个人改变的对象都是像耶稣一样。
Everyone who transformed will be like in the likeness of the Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督是柔和又谦卑的。
Who is gentle and lowly.
主耶稣基督是非常有能力，可是他又是非常慈爱怜悯的。
The Lord Jesus is powerful, but at the same time he's full of compassion and love.
主耶稣是很荣耀的。
The Lord Jesus is full of glory.
可是他又很愿意卑微自己去救尽所有的人，愿让所有人都能够得到神的恩典。
But he's willing to lower himself and seek out for people so that everyone will receive grace.
他充满能力，可是他充满爱。
He's full of power, but he's also full of love.
所以他怜悯这些贫穷的那个被那个罪恶辖制的人。
He show mercy and compassion to people who are being ensnared by sin.
所以今天在神的国度里面，如果每一个人都像耶稣基督一样
，So today in God's kingdom, if everyone can be likened to the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ,
不管我们有什么样的什么背景、什么样的文化都无所谓。
Whether we come from different background, different culture,
在这个国度里面都能够和睦，都能够真的认识神。
Because in God's kingdom, we can live harmoniously together to truly know God.
然后不管是什么种族都能够在一起。
Whether we're different race, we can live together.
那这个就是让这个国度神安息之所大有荣耀。
And that is when we can bring glory to the resting place of the Lord.
那要有这个改变，要在这个国度里面真的认识神，没有神的灵是办不到的。
To be truly transformed and to be fully to be glorified without God's Spirit, it is impossible.
这个为什么他一开始在讲这个国度，这个受膏者的同时，他一定先强调神的灵在他身上。
And that is why this anointed one, right from the beginning, have to have the Spirit of the Lord.
因为有神的灵以后，所有事情都可以改变。
Once you have the Spirit of the Lord, everything can change.
我们现在看一节圣经，圣灵有多重要。
We can see a verse that how important Holy Spirit is.
我们现在看以赛亚书第三十二章。
Isaiah chapter 32。
以赛亚书三十二章
，Isaiah chapter 32，
第十五节
，verse 15。
三十二章十五节说：“等到圣灵从上浇灌我们，旷野就变为肥田，肥田就看如树林。”
Till the Spirit is poured upon us from on a high, and the desert becomes a fertile field, and the fertile field seems like a forest.
跳过去看第十九十八节。
Verse 18.
我的百姓必住在平安的居所，安稳的住处，平静的安歇所。
My people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest.
我们就看到神的安息之所，这里说是平静的，是充满平安的，是安稳的住处。
We see that God's resting place is full of peace and very secure.
因为这个国度里面的王，他统治的原则就是用公义、公平，用和平来带领的。
Because in this kingdom, God uses peace and righteousness and justice.
然后是因为有圣灵浇灌的结果。
And because of the downpour of the Holy Spirit.
所以第十五节说，等到圣灵来了以后，浇灌了我们的旷野就像肥田一样。我们每个人的心地本来都是很干燥的，圣灵一下来，好像整个心田就被复苏起来，被滋润了。
Just like it says here, when the Spirit is poured upon a person, even though his heart is dry, he will be nourished. And become fertile.
这个就是为什么我们每一个人都可以改变。
And that is why everyone can be transformed.
那这个改变是真的带来整个人心的转变，不是一个表面性而已哦。
This transformation comes from the inner heart, not just an outward appearance.
那这个荣耀是一直持续到永远的。
This glory will sustain forever.
不是那种一时之间的，哇，等现在好像看起来很漂亮，那等一下就没有了。
It is not temporary that for a while it seems beautiful and then it is gone.
这个荣耀是怎么被描述出来呢？
How is this glory being described?
看第三十五章，以赛亚书三十五章。
Isaiah chapter 35.
三十五章第一节。
Verse 1.
旷野和干旱之地必然欢喜，沙漠地也必快乐，又像玫瑰开花。
The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom.
第二节。第二节说必开花繁盛，热上加热，而且欢呼。
It will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy.
黎巴嫩的荣耀并加密有以撒伦的华美必赐给他，人必看见神的荣耀，我们神的华美。
The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of God.
这里就看到这个旷野变肥田之后，你看到那个整个一片开花、欣欣向荣的景象是何等有荣耀，何等漂亮。
The desert and the parched land will be glad and will have a new beautiful scene.
这里面人众人都大声欢呼。
And people in this place rejoice greatly.
然后每一个人都看到神的荣耀了。
And everyone can witness the glory of the Lord.
看到神的荣美。
They see the beauty, glory of the Lord.
那这个叫做神属灵的国度。
And this is the God's spiritual kingdom.
这样一个荣耀应该在我们的教会当中呈现出来的。
This glory should be manifested in our church.
因为今天我们的教会就是属灵的神的国度。
Because today our church represents God's kingdom.
这里是主耶稣基督做王的。
This is a place where God is the Lord Jesus King.
他用圣灵要改变我们每一个人。
He uses His Holy Spirit to change and transform each one of us.
让我们每个人的心本来像旷野、像沙漠一样，都能够圣灵的浇灌之后，都能够改变成为肥田，像树林而开花结果。
Like our heart used to be dry and like a desert and being parched land will be transformed and nourished by the Holy Spirit.
所以，我们等一下来祷告。
So when we pray.
祷告祈求圣灵来浇灌我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to come and nourish us and give us a fertile land.
那我们每个人因着圣灵的改变，我们都会能够结出果实来。
That through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can bear fruits.
那这样子，众人都看到神的华美。
That everyone can witness the glory and the beauty of the Lord.
每一个人都欢呼喜乐。
Everyone will rejoice greatly.
就像这里所说的，乐上加乐。
There'll be joy upon joy.
这个是属灵的真快乐，持续到永远的。
The spiritual joy will sustain forever and ever.
所以。愿主耶稣带领我们一起来努力来建设神这个荣耀的国度。
May the Lord Jesus continue to guide us so that we can establish this God's place of rest.
我们最后再来唱诗。
Now we shall sing hymn.
我们唱完诗之后，一来祷告，跟我们的中文教育所有的学生一起祷告。
After we sing hymn, we shall combine with RE students to pray together.
我们唱诗443首。
Sing hymn 443.
我们请我们的中文教育。